אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Israel's most recent strike on Iran occurred on Friday, June 13, under the operation named Rising Lion. This extensive military campaign targeted multiple Iranian sites, including nuclear facilities in Natanz and military installations in Tehran. The operation aimed to dismantle Iran's nuclear facility and infrastructure, ballistic missile factories, and military capabilities. The strikes reportedly resulted in the deaths of some key figures, including General Hossein Salami, head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, and two nuclear scientists, according to Iranian state media. In response, Israel declared a national emergency, closed its airspace, and urged citizens to seek shelter, anticipating potential Iranian retaliation. On the line we have with us Dana Carney, our regular correspondent from Tel Aviv. Dana, thank you so much for joining us on SBS Hebrew.
Hello, Marielle. As you said, just before 3 a.m. in the morning, Israel launched a preemptive strike against Iran. Israeli Air Force strikes dozens of targets in Tehran, in Natanz, in Isfahan, and elsewhere in Iran. Here on the ground in Israel, we had unexpected sirens going on, alerting Israelis that something is happening. This is very uncommon. Usually we get sirens only when missiles are on their way in. But this time it was sirens just to alert Israelis to wake up and find out what's going on. Israel announced a special situation at the home front. Israelis were instructed to stay close to safe shelters, to safe rooms, to secured spaces, but not to go into them yet. Israel announced special situation in the home front. Israeli citizens were instructed to stay close to secured shelters, to secured rooms. Israel declared special situation in the home front. Israeli citizens were instructed to stay close to safe spaces, close to shelters. The schools will be out tomorrow. No gatherings are allowed. Israel Pride Parade, or Tel Aviv Pride Parade, which was supposed to take place tomorrow, or actually it's this morning already, has been canceled. Prime Minister came out with a declaration to the citizens of Israel and saying, we have come to the point of no return, and we had to go on this operation, and this is a crucial moment in the history of Israel. We've also been informed by the chief of staff that tens of thousands of reservists have been called to duty. I can tell you from a little that I've been seeing already in Tel Aviv that people have been going up to shops to stock for water and some supplies to have prepared in shelters. It's a very tense atmosphere here today. You feel the tension in the air. It's not clear when the Iranians are going to strike back. It can be within hours. It can be within days. But the atmosphere here today is very tense.
Dana, we've been here before with these kinetic conflicts between Iran and Israel. There were UAVs and missiles that were being shot from Iran to Israel. There were hundreds of them. What does this show you that Iran is capable of?
Well, they definitely have ballistic missiles capabilities, as we've seen, that are also a threat to Israel. Israel said that part of this preemptive strike is also to strike their ballistic missiles capabilities. Which are a huge threat to Israel. And, you know, this is why there's a tense situation here and instructions to everybody to stay close to shelters, because we are expecting to see a response from Iran in the form of hundreds of ballistic missiles fired again.
Dana, can you comment on the people that were killed in this attack from Israel to Iran?
We know that Israel has struck the security echelon in Iran, the high ranks in Iran. And we're hearing reports that the head of the Revolutionary Guard was killed. They also targeted the chief of staff and nuclear scientists and others very high rank in the Iranian regime.
Okay, and do we
know the Iranian military regime? Sorry.
Do we know how effective the strike from Israel to Iran was?
Not yet. I think that will be clear in the upcoming hours, but it seems to have been effective. We're seeing images of smokes from the nuclear sites. As I said, they've already killed the head of the Revolutionary Guard, which is one of the highest ranking people in Iran. So it definitely had some success, but I don't think we'll be able to say fully what was achieved until we'll need a few more hours or a few more days for that.
So what are Israel's stated goals with Operation Rising Lion? Is this meant to be a limited operation or is it part of a longer strategy campaign?
So the Israeli Prime Minister said it's going to last as long as needed. They are targeting three main things. One, of course, is the nuclear capabilities, the nuclear facilities of Iran, which is the major threat that Israel is very much afraid of. It's been said that they're getting into a crucial... So the Israeli Prime Minister said that this operation will last as long as it needs. It's not clear if it's going to last just... We're seeing preemptive strike and that's it. It's probably going to last longer. We might be seeing a full war develop.
I was just going to ask you, is there a risk of an all-out and out regional war? Have Hezbollah or Iranian proxies responded yet?
No, we have not seen yet response from proxies. From what we're hearing, Hezbollah is saying that they're going to stay out of this one, but again, everything is still open and up in the air.
I believe the US delegation is still meant to head to Iran on Sunday, being the 15th of June. Is that still going ahead for negotiations or is that now off the table?
From what we understand, the Americans are still planning to go on with the negotiation. This strike is an Israeli strike. It's not an American strike. This is Israel acting on its own, though the Americans have been informed on this and have been coordinating, or Israel has coordinated this with the Americans. But from what we understand, the talks will continue, but it's also up to Iran if the talks will continue, and I don't know what they are going to decide.
What's the situation between Netanyahu and Trump at the moment? Is Trump dismayed that Netanyahu could have cost him a deal with Iran?
No, from what we're hearing, it's, again, the Americans were in on it. They knew what was going on. We have been seeing today, earlier, actually it was earlier yesterday, we've been seeing the State Department instructing its diplomatic staff to stay close to the three main cities. So from what we understand, the Americans knew about what was going on and knew it was going to happen. This was coordinated with them, even though this is a solely Israeli strike and the Americans are not part of the strike itself. We have seen the State Department yesterday instructing its diplomatic staff in the Middle East, some to evacuate the families. In some cases, like in Israel, they instructed their staff to stay only in the main cities. So it seems that they were very much in the know about it.
Has Mike Huckabee had anything to say about this? Do you know if he's supportive of the strikes on Iran?
He gave an interview to Israeli media yesterday and said that this is up to Israel. At the end of the day, Israel would have to decide what it wanted to do. And but I did not hear him react since it started.
Lastly, Dana, in a crazy bout of synchronicity, Avneriet Netanyahu is due to get married on Monday. I wonder if that's still going to go ahead.
So it's not clear right now. Currently, as I said, gatherings in Israel are not allowed, and this is planned to be a very big wedding. So it's not clear. I guess we'll have to see as the situation develops if this wedding was still going to go on Monday. But if the home front situation is going to stay as it is, no gatherings are allowed. So I don't know what to tell you about this wedding. Might be cancelled as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dana.
Pleasure.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.